Many people are prepping out there in the world, but we are preparing the place where Yahweh's woman will be and gathered to as Yeshua's bride. If you are Yahweh's woman, this article is for you. It is only about a 10-minute read and will be worth your time to find out the miraculous things Yahweh has done and is doing to prepare for your arrival. This time last year, Michael and I were living in a small town outside Urbid, Jordan. We are now living in Asmakia, a little town in the Karak Governorate, which is also the only 100% Christian community in Jordan. The Father brought us here to prepare for you, His Revelation 12:6 woman. Michael received an inheritance from his late father's estate last April, and we needed to know from the father what he wanted us to do with the money he had provided. He told us to buy a farm, so that is what we did. Let me tell you about this adventure because it is full of miracles. Individuals cannot buy rural land in Jordan. Only domestic entities can do that, and a Jordanian company is a domestic entity. Therefore, it is necessary to open a company in Jordan in order to buy land here. Forming a company in Jordan, however, is a difficult endeavor. First, a lawyer must register the company name with the government's name registration department. Having a name then allows the company to apply to the Company Controls Department. After being approved, the Company Controls Department then issues several papers written only in Arabic and gives you 30 days to open and fund a business bank account. It is much easier to open a personal account. But to open the business bank account, there must be an approved lease within a commercial zone of a municipality. The lease must be presented to the bank before the account can be opened. To get the lease, other city departments must approve the lease and location, and the company must join the Chamber of Commerce. Our bank branch manager told us the process of completing all the requirements of the Jordanian government and the bank can take weeks, even up to 2 months. But we were told by our attorney that we had 30 days. Now, this is where Yahweh blessed us with help from a man who drives a taxi, who also has a degree in accounting and speaks nearly fluent English. What are the odds that we would just happen to get in his taxi one day? Firas had become a friend, and when he found out about our situation, he spent 3 days running us around Urbid in his taxi. We paid all the fees and got all the departmental stamps on all the papers that were required to open the business account so that we could buy land. Firas was blessed by the Father everywhere he went, from one department to another, driving back and forth across Urbid. He kept finding just the right person to help us. It started when he walked into the first department and there sat his old roommate from college. We knew it was God's will in action. The look on our banker's face when we returned 3 days later was priceless. He literally did not speak for about 5 minutes as he looked at all the papers. His expression said it all. How in the world did they get this done? He was asking himself. We could see it on his face. It was Yahweh's will for us to get the bank account opened. We finalized the opening of the account on the same day that we moved from Alia to Karak, with Firas helping us get there. Yahweh always does things just in time and in His timing. We named our company Return to Eden Farm. Rick and Hannah moved with us to Karak. We had found an apartment with two separate bedroom suites where both of us couples could have privacy and be comfortable. Our moving truck stopped at their place in Amman, and we moved together on the same day. Michael and I had already started looking for land in Karak before we moved, but had not found what the Father was leading us to. Another man, Murad, that we also met by divine appointment, helped us find the farm our Father wanted us to buy. He also speaks excellent English and is a businessman in tourism. The farm he found had a small house and 801 olive trees. It also has three large cisterns, a partial irrigation system, for which we still need to buy pumps and other components, and is surrounded by chain-link fence with two gates. The chain-link is a security measure. It was set in concrete, which is a highly unusual way of fencing here in Jordan. I told you about opening the business bank account. Now, let me tell you about buying property. It is not an easy thing to buy property here, even with an approved company. A lot of drama and problems have happened getting it done, and it is still not over. There are many Jordanian ministries that must approve foreign land purchases. The Land and Surveys Department, the Foreign Ministry, the Ministry of the Interior, the Ministry of Agriculture, and the Water and Electricity Companies. Furthermore, you get investigated by Jordan's CIA, called Mukhabarat, when you purchase land. The Mukhabarat has to approve the purchase, and if the Mukhabarat says no, then all the other ministries will also disapprove. So the whole thing actually comes down to what the Mukhabarat says. At each step, we would think we were done because we kept hearing a word, only to find out that we had only completed that step. We learned that the word approved only meant for that particular ministry. To tell the truth, this process was nerve-wracking, and we had to stay in prayer and close to the Father, or it would have driven us nuts. And now I can tell you about another dear friend, Michael Kuda, just Kuda for short, who has helped us get through this morass. He was also completely instrumental in getting the olive trees in shape after the property transferred from the seller by hiring the workers and supervising them. Since he speaks fluent Arabic and English, and he knew exactly what we wanted the workers to do, he was such a blessing. Kuda is a Jordanian American who has lived in the U.S. for 47 years, since the age of 8. His father brought the family from Jordan, where he proceeded to build businesses. But he still owned property here in Jordan. Kuda came back to live in Jordan last year after his father died, and Kuda inherited the family properties. I have mentioned divine appointments. Let me tell you about this particular divine appointment. We were having some plumbing work done in the bathroom of Rick and Hannah's bedroom. The plumber spoke a little English and told us he knew another American who had recently moved to Karak. He asked us if we would like to meet the man from America. Of course we would. The plumber gave me the phone number and I called it. Michael Kuda answered the phone, and the relationship built from there. He is now helping us with our next project, which I will tell you about in a minute. Furthermore, Kuda is from one of the most prominent and respected tribes in Jordan. See how the Father works? CUDA has been such a blessing. What are the chances that we would be standing, waiting on a taxi, and one out of the hundreds of taxis in the city would arrive with the one guy that speaks nearly fluent English? What are the chances that I would stop at a store to buy bottled water in Qasr, and there would be a Jordanian businessman who knows the ropes of finding and buying a farm and who also speaks nearly fluent English? And what are the chances that a Jordanian plumber would know a guy who lived in America for 47 years who had recently moved back to Jordan? What are the chances that only 3 days were needed to get done what was said to require several weeks, or to find just the right man to show us the farm that the Father wanted us to buy? It boggles my mind the way the Father works. At every juncture in Yahweh's plan for us to prepare for you, His woman, He has made both small and large miracles. It has taken months to get all this done, and we had to keep it secret through it all. First, we were told by the seller and our friend Murad not to tell anyone that foreigners, Michael and I, were buying the farm. There were political, cultural, economic, and other reasons for this, but also, when you're under investigation by the Jordanian government, you just want to keep your mouth shut until it's over. In the meantime, our friends from the farm in Ma'an also moved to Karak and have acquired a farm for planting grain. We also met a couple from South Africa whom Yahweh called from sailing ships all over the world to farming in the desert in order to prepare for the Revelation 12:6 woman. That's right. The man was a ship captain and his wife was his first mate. They left the water for the desert because Yahweh told them to come here to this area to start preparing for other people to come. Not only that, but here are some more miracles. Our farm is only 1 kilometer from the farm owned by the South African couple, and just another couple of kilometers away is our friend's farm. And by the way, he still owns the Ma'an farm, too. None of this was pre-planned by us. Now, our 3 farms are preparing in cooperation with each other for Yahweh's woman. The fact that this is happening now should tell you that it is getting close to time for her to flee Babylon. What we 3 farms are doing now has never been done before in the history of the earth. So many divine appointments and timings have occurred that it is impossible to think anything other than all 3 of our farms are fulfilling Yahweh's will. Something else Yahweh provided for us right after we moved to Karak is a diesel pickup truck. This is important for when we can no longer buy gasoline or diesel within the beast system. Diesel engines can run on vegetable oil. So guess what Yahweh then gave us? A farm with 801 olive trees. We are sad to say that Rick's wife and our dear friend Hannah passed away last September. Our plan was to have 2 homes on the farm, one for us and one for them, but now we have a different plan. Instead of 2 homes, we will remodel the current house for both us and Rick. The house is too small for the three of us to live in together as we are doing now. Our plan, which we believe is from the Father, is to build in the open slab that you see at the end of the building and then also add a second floor. Both Rick's and our homes will be two stories, and there will be two guest bedrooms and a full bath to accommodate them. The existing house has a dividing wall for a separate bedroom from the living room and kitchen areas. This wall will be removed to open up and enlarge the area so we can fit many people in there for meetings, Sabbath, and anything else we might need it for. We plan this farm to be off-grid. A solar panel array will go on the roof along with solar water heaters for both homes. A gray water system is planned for irrigation of our trees. There is also a rusted 7,000-liter water tank that was crushed and damaged on one end, which we plan to cut and use for animal housing. Chickens will be with us on the farm as well. We also plan to build hot houses for year-round growing of vegetables, which will be either dehydrated or freeze-dried and then stored. We also need to build a storage facility for tools and food storage. And where food is concerned, the three farms are working together in each one's particular God-given niche. The South African couple raise sheep, goats, ducks, chickens, and a donkey and two dogs. Our friend from the farm in the region of ancient Kadesh Barnea is planting barley, and we will grow vegetables and olive oil. An important future project for our farm involves building more housing for people who will be coming to help and or visit. Our inheritance funds will soon run out, but Yahweh will provide the funds to build if it is His will. After all, He has taken care of everything else. It may have seemed as if your donations were going down a rabbit hole, but they have not been. The Father would not let me update you all this past year on what we were doing. Many people have unsubscribed and dropped their donations. As I watched this happening, I kept thinking they were leaving too early. They were not yet aware of the great things the Father has been doing, but I couldn't say anything until He gave me the okay to do that. Just know that your donations have kept the websites online, bought our diesel truck, helped some needy people along the way, and have even paid some farm expenses before we received the inheritance fund. I noticed during this past year also that Jordan is becoming more and more blessed. I read about Jordan's rise in political prominence recently, and I can see the food abundance here. Now, with the thousands of wells that Jordan is drilling, comes an abundance of water. The water in our rental home is free. This is the start of fulfilling what Isaiah said in Isaiah 33:15-16. He who walks righteously and speaks blamelessly, he who despises the gain of oppressions, who gestures with his hands, refusing to take a bribe, who stops his ears from hearing of blood and shuts his eyes from looking at evil, he will dwell on high. His place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. And boy, are there rocks here. His bread will be supplied, his waters will be sure. Jordan is in drought, but is now drilling into the earth's primary water. We have heard and read in the news that they will be drilling thousands of wells into the primary or fossil water. Life here in Jordan has been good. But now, here is where you come in. If you believe you are part of Yahweh's bride and that you will be ingathered, this message is for you. It is a message of life, hope, and encouragement for you to know that Yahweh's plan is coming together fast. So get prepared. The tribulation will come soon. Additionally, there is work to do on all three farms, and we now need help. All of us recently spoke with each other in a meeting about the need we now have for people to come help, which is why the father finally said, "I could tell you what was happening." This is not only a message of life, hope, and encouragement, but it is also a call for those who are willing to come work and prepare ahead of time for what is coming. We need people with all kinds of skills, from farming to equipment and building maintenance, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and other construction skills, and domestic work of all kinds, especially food preparation and preservation. The time has come for us to ask for others to join us who are called by Yahweh for His purposes to come here. None of us can afford to hire workers. We need those who can come bearing their own expenses and who have heard a call from Yahweh. It is not expensive to live here. We currently pay 150 JD, that is $212 US or 199 euros per month in rent. A whole chicken costs 2 JDs. Ground meat runs about 5 JDs per kilo, but a kilo is 2.2 pounds. A bag full of produce will cost about 20 JD. Electricity is about the same as in the States or in most other countries. The average Jordanian household lives on 300 to 500 JD per month. The cost of living in Jordan is on average 34.55% lower than in the U.S., and rent in Jordan is on average 81.38% lower than in the U.S. The average cost of living in Jordan is 54% less than in the United Kingdom. If you don't feel called by the Father to come help, please consider that we also need increased financial support now. If you are not a regular donor, please pray about becoming one. You can become a donor by clicking the PayPal button on any of my websites or by other means found in the link in this article. And as always, we need your prayers. And if you do get the call from the Father, let me know. All of my contact information is found at this link in the article. Thank you for listening, and be blessed.